Okay, this is Tom Vinson, and went to high school and college in North Carolina, but I grew up to a good extent in Leavenworth, Kansas, and that was until I was 12, and then we moved out to North Carolina when I started high school. I played in the band. I don't know, it wasn't the kind of high school that had anything significant about it. Our graduating class was 23, and there were three other guys besides me who went on to college for a little bit. I think I was the only one who graduated college, so it was kind of back in the boondocks of eastern North Carolina and not terribly notable. I was 2 years younger than most of the kids in my class, so I was socially behind them. Academically I was fine, but in terms of social development, I was kind of lagging behind for a good bit. So that took a while to get used to. My first year in high school, the high school track team, which was one guy, sort of took me under his wing, and I kind of got out on. We had this little eighth of a mile dirt track that he ran on for training, and he got me into that a bit. And so I actually built up some endurance and stuff my first year. Was planning to go somewhere in North Carolina. There was this place, we were members of the Presbyterian Church, and it was a Presbyterian affiliated college in Davidson, North Carolina, which is like 20 miles north of Charlotte. And so I went there. That was at that time it was all boys, which probably was a mistake, but that was the way colleges were set up in the South. So it really wasn't until I got to graduate school that I had actually had women in my class. So that was, and I think I did better because of that. You had more social interaction, and it was rather than just seeing girls as something that shows up on weekends. You see them as people, and that's a nice change. I majored in German. I went to graduate school in Germanic languages, so it was basically German. But I was kind of undirected. My dad was a country doctor, basically. He'd been a medical missionary. And after seeing what his life was like, I pretty much knew I did not want to go into medicine. He was typically worked 70 hours a week, and I just couldn't see myself holding up to that very well. I was going to teach. Basically, what happened was, about the time I got my degree, a lot of colleges quit requiring foreign languages. I taught part-time at this little school in South Carolina, a co little college, state-run college, and that's where I met Miriam a couple of years later. We were both in the orchestra. She played cello and I played bass, so I could almost reach out my bow and tap her on the shoulder. We got to know each other pretty well. She was a librarian, and my apartment was two blocks down from the library. And that summer that she was there, the air conditioner in my apartment gave out. And so I'd walk up to the library, and we got to know each other better there, just because I was hanging around trying to cool off. I was spending a lot of time over at her apartment. And I remember we were sitting on her landlady's couch downstairs when I asked her to marry me. And I don't remember if she just turned me down or just put it off. I think she just put it off then. And it was sort of on and off again for a while. After that year, she took a job in West Texas. There is a library system for the entire panhandle. And she got a job with that. And I flew out to visit one time. And then she still wasn't making a firm decision. I mean, I don't know why she hesitated. I was obviously a good catch, but eventually I wore her down. We drove up to her parents' place, which was then in, she wasn't in Guthrie, they weren't in Guthrie yet, they were in Okmulgee. And so we drove up there, and then I think what happened, I'd flown out there to meet with her, and then we drove back to, well, I flew back to South Carolina after that. Again, she kind of hesitant, but called me up a couple of weeks later, and she had thought through it again and decided she would go ahead and marry me. So we ended up together, and it's worked out so far. I started working for the Department of Social Services in South Carolina. This was in, well, I was living in Florence, South Carolina. My first job was in Darlington, and then I transferred to Florence after my first year. And I was there several years and got kind of, I could see some possibilities with the Social Services Department, and they just didn't seem to be working out for people very well. I got more and more convinced that I wanted to go into the ministry. So I went to a seminary in Austin, Texas. And that's, well, what we got married in August. By the time I got through seminary, I realized that I had no business being a parish priest. I had, my people skills weren't that great, and I didn't enjoy it that I'd enjoy I enjoy people much more now than I did back then. Wound up doing a master's degree in computer science at UT Austin, MPSI in Tulsa had one open. I came up to Tulsa, and 1988, when we moved to Tulsa, that was the kind of work that I was really cut out to do. Maggie was here, my daughter Maggie, yeah, she was here in graduate school in environmental studies. After she got her degree, she stayed on here, and that's how we got involved with Stillwater. And then I'm sure she heard about Oak Creek from somebody at that point. And it just sounded really interesting. It sounded like it would be a good fit for us. I like the fact that I can walk out the front door and see people I know and actually engage in conversations with them.